This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kinsen. Active ingredient, S. levodopa and carbidopa. This leaflet provides important information about using Kinsen. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kinsen. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Kinsen? Kinsen contains the active ingredients levodopa and carbidopa. Kinsen is used to treat some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. This is a disease of the nervous system that mainly affects body movement. The three main symptoms are shaking, tremor, muscle stiffness and slow and unsteady movement. People with Parkinson's disease often walk with a shuffle as they have difficulty in initiating movement. If untreated, Parkinson's disease can cause difficulty in performing normal daily activities. Kinsen is most helpful in improving slow movement and muscle stiffness. It can also be helpful in treating shaking, difficulty in swallowing, drooling and unstable posture. The symptoms of Parkinson's disease are caused by lack of dopamine, a naturally occurring chemical produced by certain brain cells. Dopamine sends messages in the part of the brain that controls muscle movement. When too little dopamine is produced, slowness of movement results. Kinsen contains two active ingredients, levodopa and carbidopa. Levodopa is a chemical closely related to dopamine which allows the body to make its own dopamine. Carbidopa makes sure that enough levodopa gets to the brain, where it is needed. In many patients, Kinsen reduces some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Your doctor may have prescribed Kinsen for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Kinsen has been prescribed for you. Kinsen is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I use Kinsen? Warnings. Do not use Kinsen if you are allergic to levodopa or carbidopa or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include wheezing or shortness of breath, skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have any unusual skin lumps or moles which have not been examined by your doctor, or if you have ever had skin cancer or melanoma. You have a type of glaucoma called narrow-angle glaucoma. Are being treated for depression with certain medicines called monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOI, or if you have previously taken AMAOI within the last 14 days. Some examples of MAOIs are phenylzine, nitalantran or cypramine, Parnet. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure whether you are taking one of these medicines. You're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It has been shown that one of the active ingredients of Kinsen passes into breast milk. Therefore, because of the potential harm to the baby, Kinsen should not be used during breastfeeding. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or the expiry date on the pack has passed. If you take this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking Kinsen, talk to your doctor. Do not give Kinsen to a child or teenager below the age of 18 unless advised by the child's doctor. The safety and effectiveness of Kinsen in children and teenagers under 18 years of age has not been established. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Kinsen during pregnancy. You have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: depression, mental illness, or psychiatric problems, heart disease, including irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia, lung disease, including asthma, kidney, liver, or hormonal problems, convulsions, or fits, glaucoma, peptic ulcer disease. You, or your family member, or caregiver notices you're developing urges to gamble, increased sexual urges, excessive eating, or spending, medicine use, or repetitive purposeless activities with other medicines for Parkinson's disease, and, or other intense urges, that could harm yourself, or others. These behaviors are called impulse control disorders. Your doctor may need to review your treatments. You have previously been, or are currently being treated with levodopa. Some examples of medicines which contain levodopa, imatinib, and cinnamon. You have any allergies to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you take any quinine. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It has been shown that one of the active ingredients of quinine passes into breast milk. Therefore, because of the potential harm to the baby, quinine should not be used during breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with quinine and affect how it works. These include some medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart disease. Some medicines used to treat depression. Some medicines used to treat mental illness or psychiatric problems. Some medicines used to treat diseases related to involuntary movements. Some medicines used to treat muscle spasms. Phenytoin, dilantin, a medicine used to treat convulsions. Isoniazid, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis. Selegiline, elderpril, Celgene, another medicine used to treat Parkinson's disease. Iron supplements and multivitamins containing iron. These medicines may be affected by quinine, or may affect how well the tablets work. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect quinine. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking quinine. How do I use quinine? How much to take? Take quinine only when prescribed by your doctor. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets to take each day. This depends on the severity of your condition, your response to treatment, and whether you are taking other medicines. The dose varies considerably from patient to patient. The usual starting dose is 1 100/25 mg tablet taken 3 times a day. Your doctor will adjust this dose depending on the severity of your condition, your response to treatment, and whether you are taking other medicines. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How to take quinine. Swallow quinine tablets whole, with a glass of water. When to take quinine. Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take quinine. Keep taking quinine for as long as your doctor recommends. Quinine helps control some of your symptoms of Parkinson's disease, but does not cure it. Therefore, quinine must be taken every day. Continue taking quinine for as long as your doctor prescribes. Do not stop taking quinine, or lower the dosage, without checking with your doctor. Your doctor may want you to gradually reduce the amount of quinine you are using before stopping completely. This may help reduce the possibility of withdrawal symptoms such as muscle stiffness, fever, and mental changes. If you forget to use quinine, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your tablet or tablets as you would normally. If you are not sure whether to skip the dose, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you have trouble remembering to take your tablets, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much quinine. If you think that you have used too much quinine, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using quinine? Things you should do. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, get up slowly when getting out of bed or standing up. Although rare, you may feel lightheaded or dizzy while taking quinine. This is because your blood pressure is falling suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from the bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, tell your doctor. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Kinsen. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Kinsen. If you experience times where Kinsen does not appear to be working as well as it did previously, tell your doctor. After taking this medicine for long periods of time, such as a year or more, some people suddenly lose the ability to move. This loss of movement may last from a few minutes to several hours. The person is then able to move as before. This condition may unexpectedly occur again and again. This is called the on-off effect. Your doctor may prescribe you a stronger dose of Kinsen, or may ask you to take it more frequently. Your doctor may need to prescribe you a different medicine. Have blood tests when your doctor says to make sure Kinsen is not causing any problems with your blood, liver, kidneys, or heart. If you plan to have surgery, including dental surgery, that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Kinsen. If you become pregnant while taking Kinsen, tell your doctor. Be careful not to eat a diet high in protein. The amount of levodopa absorbed by the body may be impaired if you eat a diet high in protein. Ask your doctor, pharmacist, or dietitian to check your diet. If you are diabetic, check with your doctor or pharmacist before using urine sugar tests. Kinsen may cause false test results with some urine sugar tests. If you need to have any other blood or urine tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Kinsen. Kinsen may affect the results of some tests. Visit your doctor regularly so they can check on your progress. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Kinsen or lower the dose without checking with your doctor. Stopping Kinsen suddenly may cause muscle stiffness, fever and mental changes. Your doctor may want you to gradually reduce the amount of Kinsen you are taking before stopping completely. Do not use Kinsen to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Kinsen to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Kinsen affects you. Kinsen may cause dizziness or lightheadedness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Kinsen before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. In addition, in very rare cases, Kinsen may cause excessive sleepiness and sudden onset of sleep. If you experience these effects, do not drive or operate machinery until these effects have resolved. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they may not keep well. Store Kinsen below 30 degrees Celsius in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can damage some medicines. Keep Kinsen where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Kinsen, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Kinsen. Kinsen helps most people with Parkinson's disease, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Abnormal uncontrolled movements, which may or may not resemble your Parkinson's symptoms. Feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. Dizziness, lightheadedness when standing quickly. Dry mouth. Discoloration of urine, sweat and or saliva. Urinary tract infection which often presents as a strong urge to urinate accompanied by pain or burning during urination. Dream abnormalities. Sleepiness or sudden onset of sleep. slow movements, twitching, or spasm of the eyelids, hair loss, diarrhea. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. You may experience an inability to resist the impulse to perform an action that could be harmful, which may include strong impulses to gamble, increased sexual drive, uncontrollable excessive shopping or spending, binge or compulsive eating, taking medicines and repetitive purposeless activities, and or other urges. Tell your doctor if you experience any of these behaviors. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Blame the urine. Difficult or painful urination. Changes in mood such as depression. Forgetfulness. Signs of anemia, such as tiredness, headaches, being short of breath, dizziness and looking pale. Signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Bruising or bleeding more easily than normal, nosebleeds. Fainting. Skin rash, itchiness, pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives, or nettle rash, numbness, or tingling in the hands, or feet. Signs of melanoma, such as new skin spots, or changes to the size, shape, color, or edges of an existing skin spot, freckle, or mole. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or tongue which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing. Bleeding from the back passage, black sticky bowel motions, stools, or bloody diarrhea. Vomiting blood, or material that looks like coffee grounds. Chest pain. Fast, or irregular heartbeats, also called palpitations. Muscle stiffness accompanied by fever. Mental changes such as feeling very fearful, or paranoid, hallucinations. Shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or wheezing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. Watkinson contains active ingredient, main ingredient, levodopa 100 mg, carbidopa 25 mg, other ingredients, inactive ingredients, maize starch, povidone, microcrystalline cellulose, magnesium stearate, purified talc, sodium starch glycolate, quinoline yellow aluminium lake, potential allergens, sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Kinsen looks like. Kinsen is a 9mm flat beveled edged yellow tablet debossed LC/2 on one side and alpha on the reverse, OSTAR 49481. Each bottle contains 100 tablets. Who distributes Kinsen? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in January 2024. Kinsen_CMI/Jan24/00.